So that's the first one. So, kusabastigan. Now we are talking about mantukhevin. It's a general term. It's a general meaning about any kind of shamans of activity. You could be a medicine man without using a shaking tent, but still you are still practicing shamanism. Shamanism is the only word that I can find here. So being a shaman, you still have the same power as the shaking tent operator, because the shaking tent operator has the powers as a shaman. But when you are a general shaman person, you are in a different category of this sort of thing. And you are much, much reliable to misuse your powers, because you don't even have to have witness. At least the shaking tents, you need to have a witness outside to see what you're doing. But when you are a general shaman, it depends, and you know, you're just a shaman, and you're not specializing in anything, but you have a level of power to do things. You are able to kill a person, you know, by your own. You are able to hurt someone. You are able to curse anyone. You are able to deny someone his benefit in their life and everything by using your own power. You could actually, you know, make somebody miserable if you wish, and that is bad. But you could also give in that opposite. You could oppositely use your powers to be a very generous man. You can use your powers to help people who are poor and unable to provide themselves. You could help them by your power. So that is a shaman power. But in here, in this, they've been put here in this catechism to outline which are those things that are bad against God, commandment, which is, you shall not have other God before me. So the next one is Machinigamun. Now we're talking about songs or singing. It also hits E. It says here, from the point of view of the explanation of Ten Commandments, the first commandment is when you sing without knowing God's commandment, you sing by your own created faith, and you sing to sing for the something that is good for you, also to sing, also to evade evil amongst you. So when you do that, that's when the church is pointing that you, this is wrong. And that says that is bad. So it picks out exactly what the native people use. Nekamun, people used to sing for entertainment. Some people sing for entertaining, but it's very ritual. And some people used to sing as a holy song, as praising the creator for what he has given, and the objects that are there, his creation. There was a songs for this. There were songs for the good wind. There were songs for the favorable wind. And there were songs for also favorable hunting. And songs for to help somebody that is sick. You will pray. You're praying to the great spirit for this guy, and you sing with the rattle. So that's in the common. And that's what the church condemned. Because it says, you know, any shamanistic that is used, you know, for the healing, it's bad. That is what they mean. Because people used to use they used to have drums, small drums to sing, and also they used to have a rattle, different kind of rattle in it. Sometimes it's a beaver skull, and has a little bit of some stuff in there, and you shake that when you sing, as you sing. So the priests, when they saw that, they think this is evil. So they condemned it. Actually, it was supposed to be good for those tribes. So, the next one is Machimagushin. Machimagushin is evil feast. People used to have feast, for example, in this type of month, you know, in April, when the geese are returning, especially when the native people begin to have guns, they were so eager to have geese to come back so they can hunt. It's easier to hunt geese when you make a goose blind and you have a gun. It's much more benefit, much more appreciated. And then by appreciating, and some elders who had the shaman power, they used to say, for this Thanksgiving, let me have this feast by myself. I will eat this goose help me. But you're not supposed to eat. I will eat this goose and eat it in such a way until it's all gone. The first one. Then once you help me do this, the next day when we hunt, we will have more luck to eat, to kill geese. And usually happens. And that's what people do. They just sit there in Mong Shui Huang. They see this old man have this very methodically eating this goose. And everybody's just sacrifice is feeling. And they want to eat so much too. They give that. So once that's done, next day everybody goes out hunting and they will have plenty more geese. Then people enjoy eating.